If you would like an Advent wreath kind of instructions and prayers for your household, if you haven't gotten one and you have children or you don't have children, you're welcome to them. I'm going to leave them actually up towards the front here. Let's pray. Gracious Lord God, we pray that you bless us now with your presence. Stir your Holy Spirit within our hearts and our lives so that we can hear what you call us to hear this day. In Jesus' name, amen. I do want us to focus on two verses from the 21st chapter of Luke. You've heard it already this morning, but hear it again. Absorb these words. Jesus said, "The realm of God is near. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with being scattered and attached to things and with the worries of this life, so that the day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap." Well, it's true, I think. Our secular world around us, our commercial world around us, wants us to think that it's already Christmas. Christmas music. Santa Claus is coming to town. Ringing through the speakers of every grocery store I seem to go to. But welcome to the beginning. Welcome to a brand new year, a brand new opportunity. If you are one who makes New Year's resolutions, perhaps today is the day for you to make that resolution. We are in the season of Advent, not Christmas. The time to prepare and to wait and to be still. Christmas actually only starts on the 25th of December. And it lasts how many days? 12. We could sing the 12 days of Christmas, if that would help you to remember, you know, on the first day of Christmas. 12 days, not the entire month of December. So here we are. This, my friends, this is Advent. It's the gift, I think, in the midst of the busy world around us. The world that just seems to kind of fly by without us even having a chance to grasp what we're seeing. Jesus said, "Be on guard." Perhaps being on guard means it's time to pause, time to stop, time to allow the world around us to unfold. I don't think we're very good at doing that, though. At least I know I'm not. We are in a hurry. We drive really fast. We even drive fast up to stoplights. And we hate standing in line. Are you one who goes to the store and finds the shortest line possible? Right? Don't we all? We're like kids whining in the back seat. Are we there yet? So often, it's like we're driving at night, hurling down some dark country road. And if you're like me from the upper Midwest, you'll know that if you see two glowing orbs and a flash of white, you must beware. There's a deer in your path. In the headlights of your car, it's kind of stunned and unable to see, so you perhaps swerve, you brake, you skid, or you just go really fast. Perhaps you hit the deer, perhaps not. Hopefully, you escape unarmed, and so does the deer. But it's a reminder that everything is more dangerous at high speeds. Even a deer, while I'm hiking through the woods, though we don't see him here, when I was in Massachusetts, every so often, as my dog and I are coming through a path, you hear rustling. And here is this beautiful doe. And in the woods, she's this blessed thing, this glorious thing. But in the middle of the night on a dark road, this blessed thing becomes a thing of terror and alarm. Be on guard. Are we there yet? Well, we're here right now. Sometimes, though, we're so busy at being busy and whining about it that we didn't even notice. Our busyness is not fruitfulness. It's true, though, good things do happen in the midst of busyness. We can accomplish good things. We can help people. We can accomplish all of the things on our tasks. But it's not full fruitfulness. Often I think it's fear. Beyond the fear of not getting everything done on our list of tasks, think beyond that and deeper, we're afraid of stillness, afraid of darkness, afraid of quiet, afraid of what might come up for us if we do take time to just be. I think too, so often, at least I know I am, I'm afraid of not being in control, of being dependent on something that I'm not quite sure I know. And without even knowing it, oftentimes our busyness helps us to stay unconscious of what's really going on. So as we drive forward without stopping, even at times, and I think especially at this time of year, our generosity, it takes on characteristics of a high-speed train, forcing compassion, wanted or not, right perception or not, on everything unlucky enough to be in our path. Even a good heart can be harm to ourselves or others if it has no time to rest and be. Be on guard, Jesus said. Love, too, think about it. It requires rest. Unstructured moments of intimate companionship. Seeing the other person. Touching. Being with. Our presence and our attention to another are those tangible manifestations of that love. Those of you who are parents will know this better than I. You can't hurry your children through quality time. Little bursts of quality time here and there when you can fit it in, it's just not enough. And the child will continue to crave your attention. Quality time can't be rushed. Nor can our love be postponed to a more convenient time, perhaps when we raise our income to where we think we want it to be, or finish our list of to-dos. Love doesn't want to wait. My friends, welcome to the season and the opportunity to just be in the dark, into the silence, into the wakefulness, into the time of being alert. It's a time of preparing, yes. Perhaps part of your way of preparing is hanging the things on the tree and wrapping the gifts that will go under them. Or in our case, we're learning to get our packages out sooner than later. But also, my friends, it's a time to just sit, to just do nothing, to just be. Perhaps it's a little bit like being pregnant. God is doing miraculous things in us and in the world around us, and there's nothing we can do to make it happen any faster. Talking to my sister the other day, she says, I need to get up and change Ella's diaper, but she's 7 months pregnant. She says, but I have to wait. I have to wait to stop being kicked and something squirming within me. Perhaps we also need to wait the whole term. We don't want the birth of our Lord to happen prematurely within us. We want to be prepared for the full coming of the Christ child. We enter into the story, into the mystery, into not being in control, and into the trusting darkness that what is coming out is worth seeing. And we go into the silence, trusting that listening for the word of God will give us exactly what God desires for us to know. I heard a story recently of a woman named Lori who also was pregnant. Pregnant with her first, but unfortunately she also was diagnosed with breast cancer in the midst of her pregnancy. She was told that she must have chemotherapy or she would die, but warned If she had the treatment, that her baby could be seriously damaged or born without life. What to do if she refused? Her child might be born healthy, but she also might grow up without a mom. If she chose the treatment, she could live to raise a possible disabled child. What should she do? She had 2 weeks until she had to make the decision. So she spent the time in prayer. She prayed quietly, without words, meditating on that single most important question: what should I do, Lord? And then the night before she was to have her first treatment, she had a dream. And in that dream, she saw her baby in her room with bright light all around it. And somehow she said she knew what that light was. It was the protection and the light of God. But it took 2 weeks, two painstaking, agonizing weeks for an answer. And the next morning, she began treatments that would save her life, and she eventually became mother of a healthy, beautiful baby girl. Each day, for the sake of love, just pause. Just give some time to rest. Be unattached to the things of this world. Stop the prison of busyness, the chains of having to justify yourself or to be in control. Just let go and be still. It's only 4 weeks, after all. A moment here and there. Deep within, let that beautiful, miraculous child come to you in its fullest term. Wake up in the dark. Watch, listen, be on guard. That day is coming. But don't be afraid to wait. Perhaps then that day will not catch you unexpectedly like a trap, but it'll unwrap itself like the most long-awaited and perfect gift. Amen.